Lackawanna Valley School Superintendent Scott Lepka is in our studio, and Scott has his voice, and I don't. So how about that, Scott? You ever have laryngitis?
I have, and it's hard. I can't imagine if my whole job was using my voice. So,
yeah, that's how I make my money, with my voice. So, yeah, the crud kind of I feel fine. I'm not sick. I just lost my voice box for some reason.
And there's been a lot of it going around.
A lot of crud.
I believe you.
Yeah, I understand you had that too.
Huh? I did. I went through my turn about a week and a half ago, and I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, it's not fun. All right, Scott, I'm just going to turn it over to you. The Lackawanna Valley School Board met on Monday night.
Okay. Yes, we met last night. Number of interesting things to note. First and foremost, we started the meeting off with a recognition to congratulate our Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team on their state championships in both the jazz and the high kick categories. And just extremely proud of those ladies and their coaching staff for their hard work and representing us so well. A lot of eagle pride around our Shadows dance team, so congratulations to them.
And I sure love covering state dance, so we cover state dance on KOQP, and yeah.
And they're a fantastic team, so
Double blue.
That was exciting.
Two championships.
Yes. And then also we had some donations that we just want to mention that were received by the school board yesterday. Kvitseed Lutheran Church, it gave a donation of $200 to Strengthening the Family, which is an organization that benefits our students and families in our district. Also, Holloway Rod and Gun Club donated $2,500 to our robotics program, so we're extremely thankful to them as well. And then Ray and Jessica Traeger gave a $500 donation to support pizza for I Love to Read Month for the students. And so that was a wonderful month. I got to go in and read in the classrooms, and I had a blast. The kids were wonderful. So thank you to them for supporting I Love to Read Month. Something I would just point out that if people would like to know more about it, our business manager, Brenda Domeyer, gave a really good description of kind of where we're at with the state with compensatory education funding. And that's a pretty deep topic and probably more than we want to get into on the radio. But if people would like to know more about that, you know, basically compensatory is the funding that the state used to use free and reduced lunch applications for that. When they went to the free lunch program, those went away and schools were held harmless. And this year now they're changing the funding formula for the first time. And that is, there are going to be districts that are going to win and there's going to be districts that lose. And then the proposed funding formula, our district would be pretty close to what we already receive and maybe just a little bit more, depending upon the governor also gave his version of how he would dole out the money. And so, but what's interesting is because there are districts that are going to lose over $1 million in some cases in that funding. And so, as the legislature's in session, that's something all districts are going to be watching closely to see how they end up finalizing how that gets doled out. And again, Brenda Domeyer did a much better job than I am of explaining it. But if people would like more information on that, I just encourage them to go on YouTube and watch the board meeting. You could see that that explanation of that. And then along with that, from a budget standpoint, the board voted last night to renew our existing operating referendum. Districts may renew an existing operating referendum one time at the same per pupil amounts that the original referendum was established at. So we had our 10-year referendum is coming due. The operating referendum makes up a large amount of the money that districts use for revenue to function, and so that has been renewed at the original amount for the next 10 years. And the main thing that I want to finish up with is just to let people know the board a couple meetings ago tasked myself and our leadership team with creating a new strategic plan for our school district. School districts often will create a strategic plan to set the course for the future. We had one back in about 2016-17, but since then we haven't really renewed that. And so the board felt it's time now to start working on that process. And so as we create a long-term 5+ year strategic plan, we're going to be involving the community. And as we do that, There's going to be two things that people can look forward to. One, there'll be a survey coming out in early March. It's going to be a little over 30 questions, and that'll be something that'll be shared with all staff and families, and community can go on and fill it out. We'll have it on our website, and we'll share it with our families. But again, about 30 questions is to get their feedback on things like academics, the opportunities we provide to students, what they see as being important pieces as we move forward into our future. And then a second component we're going to be doing with that is we're going to hold a focus group meeting in each of our buildings in Appleton, in Madison, and in the middle high school building. And that'll be an opportunity, again, for people to come in, and we'll have a process to go through in small groups of just providing us feedback. And that'll be a little bit more where a survey is kind of structured. That'll be a little bit more where people can speak to the things that are important to them. And so those will be coming up here. We'll get the dates out on those. We're just finalizing them right now. So hopefully I'll have those out here, I would say, end of the week, early next week. And so I just tell the public, be on the lookout, because we want the feedback of the community as we go through that process of setting up our strategic plan for the next 5 years.
That's very important to get feedback from the community, isn't it?
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Scott, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and I hope your voice is feeling better soon.
Scott Lepka, Lacrobe Valley School Superintendent.